It's becoming difficult for the students at Aurukun to get on with their studies as the community again becomes the centre of police attention after the principal of Aurukun's only school was carjacked by armed youths for the second week in a row. Police will provide security escorts for teachers following the latest incident. Nance Haxton reports.
Teachers returned to school at Aurukun today after violence again broke out in the community on the weekend. Police allege school principal Scott Fatnauna and his wife were carjacked at Aurukun on Saturday night by three machete-wielding teenagers. Three boys have now been charged. Assistant Commissioner Paul Taylor says parents and local leaders need to take more responsibility for the children's behaviour.
How are they getting away with it? There's a lack of parental and guardian support over some of the youths where kids that are unsupervised, roaming the streets, acting in an antisocial or criminal way.
Earlier this month, 25 teachers were evacuated from the Aboriginal community after a group of teenagers attacked the principal with an axe and stole his car. Only 20 teachers returned to teach once the school was reopened. The Queensland Treasurer today condemned the second attack on Aurukun's school principal.
It's very disappointing, of course, to know that we saw almost a repeat of the attack, the carjacking of the school principal. Obviously, he's in a reasonable amount of distress as a result. But the fact is we have almost all of the teachers still in community, still very keen to ensure that they're providing quality education for young people.
Aurukun leader Phyllis Yunkaporta was also bashed on Friday in what she says was a revenge attack on her for calling on police to take a more zero-tolerance approach to violence in the community. She is now recovering from the attack in Cairns.
We need the government to look at AMP, the Alcohol Management Plan, so that police can make arrests for the sly drugging that is brought into town.
Queensland Teachers Union President Kevin Bates says it's time to look at the systemic issues behind the rise in violence in the community. Extremely poor living conditions for teachers, combined with a lack of educational options for teenagers, has left the community vulnerable. He says with only one primary school in the region and the nearest high school 2.5 hours' drive away, local teenagers who cannot cope with boarding away from their country have few options.
What teachers were saying to us very, very clearly was that they see a need for some sort of a program to be put in place to support those teenagers who have not transitioned off to boarding school. They didn't necessarily think it would have to be the recreation of a 7 to 10 facility, but rather a program needs to be provided for those young people. So it's clearly in the minds of teachers. They think that's the right thing to do, and obviously we would expect that government will listen.
Education Minister Kate Jones praised the teachers for their resilience and said the government is working with police on solutions.
We are working very closely with police and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Department for a whole of government response, but the school reopened today and we will continue to be providing support for our teachers so they can provide education in Aurukun.
Queensland Education Minister Kate Jones. Nance Haxton was our reporter.